Proclamation number 221 dated the December 10th, 1937. The Savior's Word. Guiding star in the darkness of night. Hear our teachings, my child, and accept our words with trust. Everything the Lord has in store for you is intended to be a comfort to you during hours of weakness. You, too, will need strength and consolation in life, and this shall flow to you from the words, so that they will always be able to lift you up again. It is as well that you shall be instructed whenever we can feel your desire for heavenly bread. The Lord in His love and goodness explains everything His children desire to know. He introduces them to the teaching of Christ in order to henceforth be a loyal advisor on their path in life. And what can go astray under such a faithful watch? His word is the guiding star in the darkness of night. It is a warning of danger. It is given to uplift, comfort and invigorate. You will always feel refreshed when you appeal to the Savior that He should bestow it upon you. In your innermost heart you shall perceive the loveliest words, and you shall accept them gladly, and once they have penetrated you, you will never let go of them, for nothing of an earthly nature can substitute the most glorious gift of God. Nothing else will pour peace into your heart in the same way as the Savior's teaching. And once you have received it, try to live according to the Savior's request. Shape yourselves in a way that He will look upon you with pleasure, that you, who comply with His words, will be surrounded by radiant brightness. For whose words should affect you even more impressively if not the Lord's? And if God has given you peace on earth already, then you are inconceivably wealthy, and you, who are already allowed to live in the grace of the Lord on earth, have the assignment to share your wealth from now on. Amen.